Welcome to the Enchanted Ears podcast,
where we discuss anything and everything Disney.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Joe. And on today's episode, we are finishing the second part in our recent cruise trip recap.
Yes.
So last week we talked all about our trip on the Disney Wish and kind of really talked about like the shows, the food, everything that has to do with the ship. This week we are talking all about Castaway Cay, because as part of the itinerary, you spend a day on Castaway Cay. But the island itself has a very interesting history.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to spend kind of more time just recapping our specific day on Castaway Cay, all the stuff there is to do, but also talk about some of like the history of the island, because it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot there that you wouldn't think would be there. So I'm excited to talk about it. Yeah,
definitely. But before we get into that, let's cover the Disney news of the week. So this year is going to be a D23 fan expo. So Disney announced more information about it and all the tickets. So tickets go on sale March 26th for all the different ticket packages. What is interesting this year is they are having all of the like keynote addresses. So like the movies and the parks and then the Disney Legends, which are big events that are sometimes difficult to get into when they're at the convention center. So they're having all those at the Honda Center, and basically certain ticket packages get you a seat, like almost as if you're in a theater. So you're guaranteed a seat. You don't have to wait in line hours before to make sure that you get into like that talk and then miss out on other stuff, which I think is nice.
Yeah.
You're kind of being guaranteed to have something in there.
Right. Yeah. I think that this is a good problem solving, you know, like solution for a past problem. And I think that it's nice to hear that they listened to people and their frustrations about not being able to get into the panels they wanted to get into, particularly like those big, important, like buzzy kind of panels. So
that's the ones everybody wants to be.
Yeah,
everybody wants to see what movies they're announcing, what they're announcing for the theme parks, that sort of thing.
Right.
I will say the Disney Legends this year is stacked.
Lit.
Yeah. You know, just to name a few, you have Harrison Ford, Joe Rohde.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's just stop at Joe Rohde,
yeah,
pretty much.
Frank Oz, John Williams, James Cameron.
John Williams.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Those two, for some reason, those two are like epic to me. Joe Rohde and John Williams.
I think everybody else is
awesome too. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And then it's hosted by none other than Ryan Seacrest. I mean, is there a job this guy doesn't have? I thought it was funny. Like, I guess he's not a legend. Maybe like he's got to be a Disney legend soon. I mean, all the stuff he's doing with like ABC and that sort of stuff. But yeah, he's going to be hosting this year. So just stack though, in terms of the legends, I think there's like 15 or so legends in total.
Yeah. D23 this year looks like it's shaping up to have some interesting things. If we get actual announcements and not just blue sky, but at least, you know, the Legends honor thing is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see kind of how it all works this year with, mm-hmm, again, having stuff kind of in different places. So Disney also announced the name of the next ship. So this is the Disney Destiny. So this is going to be the one that's coming out after the Disney Treasure. Very interesting. The theme is heroes and villains, which I think is a great theme for a ship. It's not something they've done before. This is kind of like the first time like villains, I think, is like officially in a theme. We didn't get much information like past that, but very exciting.
I immediately got chills. In like some of the promo stuff, you have like Hades is in it and he's trying to like steal some of the things. And I think Hades is one of the better Disney villains.
Yeah, they talk about Hades and Hercules, Scar.
Yeah,
with
Scar.
The Lion King. Yeah.
I mean, I am hoping that it's, you know, it's more than just the theming. I hope that there are character meet and greets and merch. And I mean, I am all about this ship right now. So I'm really excited for this one in particular because this theme is so appealing to me.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the restaurants, what the bars are, like, mm-hmm, how they theme that around heroes and villains.
Right.
Because again, I think, you know, that's going to be where you're going to get that detail.
Right. But like now I've completely forgotten about the Disney Treasure. Like I'm all eyes on Destiny.
The Treasure does have the Haunted Mansion bar,
it
which
does.
I think is the one cool thing going for it. But you could, I mean, Haunted Mansion kind of fits in with heroes and villains type thing. I don't know. I feel like they could keep that if they wanted to, but I'm sure they'll do a different one. This ship comes out, I think they said in 2025. So we get the Treasure this year. The Destiny will be next year. So I think we'll probably get more information like once the Treasure like actually starts sailing.
So what do you think the theme for, because they seem to be doing like, interesting themes for the bar areas. Like you had the hyperspace lounge on the Wish, and then you have the what you just talked about with Haunted Mansion. So if this is heroes and villains theme, what do you think the bar is gonna be?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it could be anything. I think it would be cool if they did like a villains themed bar, like make it like a villains speakeasy and just have like all the villains themed there, almost like a villains lair, like kind of this is where all the different villains go to hang out. You could have really cool drinks. You know, you could have like a poison apple drink. You could have from like Hercules, like Hades, like the potion. Like you could do a really cool theme, not necessarily about one specific villain, but just kind of all of them in general.
See, I now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, you could have so many different ones. Like you could have a Gaston's pub. I feel like that would be a good place. I really am seeing like Scar's lair with the green smoke. That would be a really cool, I mean, at least drink, but I mean, it would be a cool area. Like you could even do some sort of Hercules, like Hades themed bar, like where they have like the swirling where all the like spirits are. So I don't know. I think that this is a very exciting prospect. I'm just really excited about the ship.
Yeah,
and the theme.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing more details about this. And then down at Walt Disney World, they announced some summer offerings. So we are getting a drone show. This is very exciting. Not in the theme parks, but at Disney Springs. So it is called Disney Dreams That Soar. It is going to run from May 24th through September 2nd. So limited time there. We're also getting Epcot, like the Communicore Hall. Everything is opening up June 10th. And with that, they're going to have a limited time summer sing-along from Encanto. So that's going to be June 10th through September 6th. And then Animal Kingdom is going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of The Lion King. They talked that Rafiki and Timon are coming back as meet and greets at Rafiki's Planet Watch. We're also getting some new merch and things as well, but that is going to be this summer as well.
There's a Zazu shoulder, like little shoulder.
Yeah, that's already
thing.
Out now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really excited to see that. I know that you and I kind of talked about this off camera, but we're definitely planning a trip, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm very excited about a drone show. Again, it's limited time, so I don't probably have like super high expectations for it. Hopefully this is a test. If it goes well, they expand it. I know Universal Studios is working on their own drone show, so now I think Disney has to kind of do something. So again, this is maybe a limited time thing. I mean, I think this is good. I think they are trying to get probably people to come in the summer because all this stuff is a couple months. So I wouldn't have like super high expectations for any of it. Even The Lion King, like they make a big deal. We're celebrating The Lion King.
Yeah.
And it's basically one meet and greet coming back and then some merch. So it's not, none of this feels like something you have to go and do is I guess what I'm saying.
I will say that the meet and greet is, I mean, I feel like they've had hyenas before. If you're going to have a meet and greet, maybe do something you don't do during Run Disney events. Like we've actually had pictures taken, I think a couple times with Timon and also with Rafiki. So I would, as much as that's exciting to me, like I would love to see some of the other characters from The Lion King. I know some of those are hard to make costumes for, but
yeah, so we'll see. I mean, it's definitely intriguing to try to maybe go down this summer. But again, I don't feel like if I missed any of it, I'm going to feel like I missed anything big.
I will.
Okay. All right. And then also a final note is that Disney said pin trading's coming back, which I saw this video and immediately went, I didn't know pin trading went away. And I thought maybe I missed something. I put it out on our Instagram at Enchanted Ears Podcast as a poll. And like 67% of people said, no, they had no idea pin trading went away either. So I don't know. I think what it is it's like,
the cast members
are going to have like the lanyards now to trade.
Well, yeah.
I just kind of thought less cast members were doing it because they didn't really want to like pin trade as much because they still had pin boards. They still had all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised to see this, but I guess it is coming back more in full force. So as you're walking around more, you'll see the cast members and have more opportunity to trade pins, which is good. But again, had no clue it went away in the first place.
When we were just down there to catch our ship for our cruise, there was actually a pin board out at All Star Movies. So, you know, I was kind of like a little bit like, oh man, I wish I had pins with me. But then again, like none of the pins were really that good. That is the one thing I found about like pin trading with cast members is you really have to catch them at a good time, because you have to get them after somebody who just bought like one of those cute starter packs, like trades their pins or something.
Yeah. And maybe now that like more cast members are going to be trading pins, like there will be better pins out there, because it kind of is like a numbers game. Like you have to go see a lot of cast members, look at a lot of pin boards to like find good ones, like right. ones that you don't have. So yeah, hopefully with more opportunity, like there's more chance of finding some good pins.
Mm.
Before we get into our main topic, I do want to mention one thing. So last week we talked about fish extenders and kind of the whole how fish extenders work on the cruise. We did take part in a fish extender group. We actually have an extra set of our fish extender items. We made an extra set. So we're going to be giving that away to our listeners. So head over to our Instagram at Enchanted Ears Podcast. Check out the pinned post for all of the information on how to enter for that giveaway.
Yeah.
If you want to win our fish extender. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. All right. So let's get into the history of Castaway Cay and then kind of our experience at it on our last cruise, our most recent cruise on the Disney Wish. If you did not hear.
You said that like we've been on so many.
I know I did.
Well, now we're members of the, what is it, club that they call it? When you've been
Castaway Club.
Castaway Club, yeah, where you've yeah. been on another one. We've so now on you have to go
one
again.
One cruise.
You've so been on one cruise.
They give
and
you
now,
free, they give you like a little welcome gift now.
I think it's a bag. I feel like I saw people getting
is
a bag.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I feel like it is.
Yeah, it's going to be something cheap like that. But if you did not hear our Disney Wish recap and you want to hear about how our whole cruise was, go back, listen, watch last week's episode, and then come back and you'll get caught up. But we talked last week about how Castaway Cay was one of the best parts, at least for me. I felt like it was one of the best parts of the overall experience being on the Disney Wish. And, you know, as we were there, I was kind of thinking of like, how does Disney just get this island? Like, I mean, they just have a full island in the Bahamas. Like kind of what's the deal with this island? So did some research, has an interesting history. So wanted to kind of talk about that. And then again, like I said, talk about, you know, kind of what we experienced, you know, being on Castaway Cay.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
What's interesting is that Disney Cruise Line with Castaway Cay was the first cruise line to actually dock on the island. So previously, like whenever cruise lines would go to islands, they would have to like anchor at sea and then transport people to and from the island. Where when Disney did this, they actually built a dock so that you don't have to have that transportation.
Oh,
and they were like the first ones to do that.
Huh.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, Disney Cruise Line, like they do a lot of stuff, like the rotational dining where you're server and wait staff goes with you. I'm pretty sure I meant to look this up ahead of time, but I'm pretty sure they were the first ones and maybe still the only ones to do fireworks at sea. I feel like that's something they pioneered as well.
Right.
And then again, with the private island here, but Castaway Cay formerly was Gouda Cay. And
so
you love that.
Yeah. So I don't know if there are other cheese, you know, keys around there like Cheddar Cay and Munster Cay.
I think it's named after somebody.
Is the cheese named after like Sir Gouda?
I don't know. I
that would be a great cat name, Sir Gouda. Come here, Sir Gouda.
All right, so
come get your caviar.
It's not called Gouda Cay.
Oh, that ruins everything.
Yeah, because as you're going, because again, when I said that, I was like, it never clicked in my mind that it was named after a cheese, because it's not. It auto-corrected to Gouda. It was formerly known as Gouda Cay.
Oh, that's not
so
nearly as fun.
We had
like Gouda
Cay.
We
had a fun little detour about cat names there.
Let's rewrite history.
We can.
Revisionist history. Here.
Siri or, you know, Apple, they rewrote it. But it was first settled in 1783.
Mm.
And what I thought was interesting, because when we were running, we did the Castaway Cay 5K,
mm-hmm.
and there was like a long, like straightaway, and I was like, "This is
a
like an
strip.
Airstrip, yeah." And I was like, "I wonder if they land planes here or whatever." Well, that airstrip was actually put in there in the 1930s and was used by bootleggers.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah, and so
do you think there's like a cellar around in like all the scrub in the island somewhere that's just full of rum? Like, I'm imagining Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, I'm imagining how he, like, found the little, like, trap door and there was, like, rum inside.
Well, we'll get to Pirates of the Caribbean in a second here. But it is interesting you say that, because the island itself is about 1,000 acres And Disney has only developed about 55 acres. So there's like 900 acres that have been unexplored.
So do you think
so? There's probably a good chance there's like treasure or something there.
Now, this is something Disney should do. Organized treasure hunts.
I don't think they probably want people exploring the island like that. But like, yeah, I wonder, you know, we stayed very close to the beach. We did the trail. There is hiking, which is in like another trail that I think is kind of like more through like the trees and stuff like that. But again, it I don't know that it goes across the full island. But I wonder how much you can really explore. Like, have people like really gone to like all parts of the island? Like, I wonder how accessible it is, or if like they're kind of like watching you to make sure you stay in like the areas they want you to stay in. Cause yeah, they're like, who knows what's on this island? Right. It dates back to the, you know, 1780s.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of like swamp or wetland in the island. There's a lot of like, there were some birds and lizards and stuff.
And I'm sure that changes with like the tides and stuff like that.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, even for safety, like they probably don't want people venturing too far out of like the areas. But yeah, could there be a hidden cellar full of rum? I'm going to say
or
yes.
Gold.
Or gold.
I mean, that's what I'm... I mean, gold? I'm way more interested in the gold.
But I think if you found a hidden cellar of rum from like the 1920s...
Oh, you could sell that for a lot of gold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a collector somewhere for that.
Yeah, exactly. But in 1997, Disney purchased... So they don't own it outright, but they purchased a 99-year land lease from the Bohemian government. So basically for 100 years... they can use it.
And that is interesting to me, because it does make me wonder, can like a private entity like that just outright buy an island like that, or is it all just like these land leases?
Like land leases like that. Yeah. So that way because I'm sure there's probably
because
like
they want to retain ownership, I'm sure, over their own land. It makes sense. It's kind of like how, you know, like China is with the like pandas, where it's just like, you don't get a panda. Like, these are all
like
our pandas and they're on loan to you.
Yeah. And what's interesting, because Disney's history with Castaway Cay predates the cruise line. So they actually filmed some scenes for Splash. So that was the movie with Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah, where she's a mermaid, kind of like live action Little Mermaid, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't call it that, but yes.
I mean, it's a similar kind of idea.
Yeah.
But they filmed some scenes on this island. And so it was...
And I'm just finding this out now.
Yeah. Right. And so like Disney... And I don't know if maybe that's why they chose this island, because they had some history and experience there. But it is interesting that it wasn't like they just went out and just bought this random island. This was an island they've used before. The other thing is, you mentioned Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, this was after Disney Cruise Line had already purchased the island and started using it, because they started using it in 1998, like whenever the cruise line started. They filmed some scenes of Curse of the Black Pearl on this island.
And you're telling me this now?
I didn't know about it. That's what I'm saying. When I looked up Castaway Cay, I was like, what's the deal
with
Castaway Cay?
So you did all
Cay?
This research post?
After.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what I was like, it needs to be its own show, because there's like some awesome history there.
Well, see... Now this is another missed opportunity where I'm going to say, Disney, this is a popular movie that you had. Where did you film part of, like, where did you film on this?
Probably
because
the undeveloped side.
I would love to see like part of the set and say like, this scene was filmed here.
Yeah.
Like, I could see Jack Sparrow running onto the island. And now that I think about it, yeah, like some of the scrub kind of looks like it. But again, it's in the Caribbean, so it could be any island.
Right.
But yeah, now I want to see this.
Yeah.
I want to know. Can you show me?
It's probably in the undeveloped area. The other thing is the Flying Dutchman, so Davy Jones's ship, was actually...
Is docked there.
It was. It was docked there for like 5 years or so. Like, the actual ship they used in the movie was right when you come in the lagoon. So like when the cruise ship comes in. Yeah. It was docked there full scale. The only way you could go see it is if you rented a boat. So like, they have boat rentals. So you could rent a boat and kind of go out, because it was in like the front of the lagoon, so not like where you can swim, but you could rent a boat and go out there and see the Flying Dutchman.
See, this is the kind of stuff, you know, last week I alluded to the fact that I think Castaway Cay needs other things.
Yeah,
this is the kind of things that I want, because they probably sold that.
So the rumor is that
they sunk it.
The rumor is they moved it and tore it apart so that it's still on the island somewhere. But I think what the problem was is it was a movie prop, and so it was never built to
stay in the water,
last forever. And so it started to deteriorate, and there probably also were people, like, again, because you could take a boat out there, I don't know, running into it, trying to climb it. You know, like, I'm sure people try to do, like, some stupid stuff. But I think it was deteriorating because it was out there. I want to say it was, like, 5 years, but they're having problems. So the rumor, it's not there, but what people say happened is they moved it to another part of the island and kind of, like, disassembled it there. So I don't know if all the pieces are still there, if they're using it for other stuff. They should have, and maybe they did. I mean, the snorkeling has some ship pieces. I don't know if that's from that ship.
It didn't seem like it,
but there, maybe they could have repurposed it. I don't know.
Yeah. So speaking of that snorkeling, since you brought it up, that was one of the cooler activity I thought that they had. It's pretty well publicized. Like, people, I think if you're going to take a Disney cruise, a lot of people do know that, like, they have some, things, like, kind of hidden under the water. They have buoys to mark them.
Well, it's Disney stuff. I mean, yeah. They have sunk some of things.
It, but there. Some of it, I think, is like they manufactured it to sink it. But then there are other things that were actual props.
I mean, they have ride vehicles.
Yeah, like
had props. It's ride vehicles.
Nautilus and the Dumbo little cart. So that was pretty cool to see. My only complaint about that activity was the snorkels were very poor quality.
And that's what I've seen a lot of people say is, like, you know, if you can, you might want to bring your own snorkel.
Bring my own snorkel, and somebody was like, nah, don't do that. And it would have drastically improved my experience because my snorkel kept sliding down my head and basically coming off. And then there's no blocker at the top. So I ended up at points, and it wasn't like I was diving down, but I ended up getting a lot of salt water in my mouth.
Yeah, and I think they do that because they don't want you diving down close
there was one time I think I tried to dive down and, like, look a little closer, but I quickly realized that is just the stuff is close enough
that
you don't need necessity of going down.
But most of it is a shipwreck, because that's kind of the idea, is this island is like a shipwreck island. So a lot of it is, like, parts of a boat, and then, you know, it has, like, Mickey on the mast or stern, whatever parts of the boat.
We still don't know our boat parts yet.
But it is cool.
I know port is on the left side.
Sure.
I don't know. I knew on the ship. Now I don't.
But they do have a ride vehicle from Dumbo, and then from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, one of the submarines, which was pretty cool to see. I will say the other issue with the snorkeling, so why you may want to bring your own snorkels, is it's not cheap to rent the snorkels. They're $38 to rent the snorkel. So I will say we did get one of the, I think it was the Grand Cabana.
Yeah.
And now don't think, whoa, they're rolling in it. We did not get it ourselves. It was like a large group of people.
Yeah, it was like a Facebook coordinated thing. And again, we went with, like, a bunch of people from the Star Cruiser, and our friend Jennifer, like, found this group of people that were purchasing the cabana. So,
because one, for two reasons. One, if it's your first cruise, you're not getting a cabana, because the more cruises you take, the earlier you can book. And so if it's your first cruise, you're the last person to book. So they're all booked up. And two, they're very expensive, but it is a good thing. Like, I think the Grand Cabana is like 10 to 15 people. So if you split that cost across 10 or 15 people,
$200 a person is what it ended up being.
I think it was like $100 a person or something. It worked out. Well, because again, it was $38 for the snorkels. So you get the snorkels included. You get the bikes included as well.
We didn't get a chance to use
We didn't use that. But I think the bikes are like $20 to rent. And then you also get sunscreen. You also get snacks, water, all that sort of stuff. And then it's towards the end of... Now, it's on the family side. So there are two beaches. We'll get to that in a second. But it's at the end of the beach.
It's the last one.
But all the cabanas, like... It's pretty secluded over there. So, you know, it's secluded from kind of everybody else. So if you can split it, it works out because of the stuff you get included. If you're going to do all that stuff anyways, you're going to probably pay that much to begin with.
Right. I did find that to be an advantage and a disadvantage because we were kind of far away from, not far, but we were
driving
further.
In a golf cart. We got to ride around a golf cart. It was awesome.
I mean, yeah, but you were further from, like, the food. You were further from a lot, like, the main beach where the snorkeling was. So you were spending in a day where you're pretty booked up trying to do a lot of things, you're spending more time walking than maybe I would have.
See, that's why preferred. We should have gotten the bikes, because that's the idea with the bikes, is you get the bikes, you have the bike rental, and then you ride the ride bikes around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we should have picked up bikes after we were done with the 5K. So to me, when I saw it was $38 to rent the snorkels, I was like, it was fun to go see that stuff underwater. But like, was it $38 fun? You know, like that seems like a lot of money to rent snorkels.
That's a lot of money.
You know, and if you have a family to do that, like that seems somewhat pricey. The bikes being, like I said, I think they were like $19 or $20. That seems more reasonable.
That's more reasonable.
Yeah, because you can like kind of use that all day. But
and again, you know, I've said this before, but my cut on the island is that I don't think that the activities are well scheduled or planned, and that there's necessarily enough of them. Not that we ran out of stuff to do, because we didn't, but I do think that if we hadn't done the 5K, that took us an hour, whatever, like it, because we stopped. The 5K was weirdly marked because there was like, you had to do a loop.
Yeah, but let's talk about the 5K here for a little bit.
Yeah, so you go out, I mean, it's mostly paved trail. And I mentioned, like, I kind of would have liked to have felt more islandy. Like, I would have liked for it to have been a dirt trail. So it was more like trail running than running on pavement the whole time.
Yeah.
The best part of the whole thing is there is a, like, light tower. Like, not a lighthouse.
Observation tower.
Yeah, an observation tower. So you can look out, and you're basically surrounded by scrub, and like the distance you can kind of see the ship.
It is amazing like how far away, because where you dock is pretty far away from the beach. I mean, they have trams that will take, you know, pick you up kind of by the boat and take you to the different beaches. But it is pretty far away that, yeah, whenever you do the 5K, and again, it shares like the bike path. I think that's why everything's paved. That observation tower is kind of at the other end of the island that, yeah, you go up there and you're like, wow, I didn't realize how far you really are. Now for me, like we've heard about the Castaway Key 5K.
Yeah.
A lot of people with marathon weekend of like, oh, I'm doing marathon weekend and I'm doing the 5K. So in my mind, I always thought it was a scheduled race that happened after marathon weekend. And then come to find out, no, anybody can do it anytime. You basically go, it starts at the bike shop. Again, to your point, it is kind of poorly marked. What's poorly marked about it is you have to do one part of it twice.
Right.
Now,
the rest
of it's
pretty easy to follow.
I'm sure if you went to the bike shop and you said, I want to do the 5K, they would show you a map. We kind of just went and we're like, okay, it says 5K starts here. Let's just start running, because there was like a group of us. So we really didn't ask. Luckily, as we were running, somebody's like, no, you have to do the loop twice. So we knew to do that. But then when you're done, you just go to the bike shop and say, I ran it. The guy didn't believe you.
The guy was hilarious because I was coated in sweat because sweater.
He was like, you guys are here to start the 5K?
And I was like,
You didn't catch on.
Of course I didn't catch on. And I'm like, no, I already did it. And then he was like, yeah, I'm joking. I'm like, oh, that was a funny joke. I wish I would have gotten it the first time.
But then you go when you're done and then they give you a medal.
Yeah.
Now they're rubber. But they're nice. And what was nice is they gave us an option, because I guess they have an old medal and there's like a new one they're phasing in. And they're like, which one do you want? So we just got one of each.
Yeah.
So we got one of each medal.
Which
is
nice, because a lot of times when we do these races, we do them together. And then we always have a medal that we display. And then we always have just like an extra.
Yeah.
So it was nice that
we always display yours. And then mine gets thrown in a closet.
Yeah, mine's the more important of the two.
Because you run faster.
Exactly.
You're the winner. The winning medal has to be displayed.
Yeah. You know,
maybe one day I'll earn my medal for display.
I think maybe.
My Castaway Key medal is displayed, but that's only because there's two of them. But you can do it anytime. So just anytime you go, you can do this, which I think is cool. It's a cool thing. So it's a fun thing to do. Again, we could have gotten the bikes and kind of explored the island a little bit more. We talked about it last week, but I think the problem with it is you don't have a lot of time. I mean, you get off the boat at like 8:30, and you have to be back on the boat by like 4:30. So
if you want to do any of the scheduled activities too, like we realized that we were riding a golf cart back because we were going to go get our picture taken with Jack Sparrow. And then when we were riding the golf cart,
the tram. Mickey, we were on a tram.
Yeah, we were on a tram. Yeah. And Mickey and Goofy passed us. And we're like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And we were waiting in line for Jack Sparrow for him to like come out. And then we like checked the times on stuff and saw that all the characters were going to be out basically at one time. and then never come out again.
Yeah.
So we jumped out of line for Jack Sparrow because you can get your picture taken with him as is at the parks, and you can only get the characters in those outfits on the island.
That's a good
thing
because it was the new outfits too.
And it
like
was.
That weekend was the debut of the new outfits. But that's a good point where the characters are done by like 11 a.m. So if you want to get your picture taken with the characters, there's basically two rounds. Like they come out at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, like kind of when everybody's first leaving the ship. And then they do another round because they're only out for like 10 or 15 minutes at a time. Like two of them are out. So it was like Pluto and Minnie were out at the same time. And then they switched to Goofy and Mickey.
Yes.
Not together, but like,
yeah,
but two of them. And so they're out for like 15 minutes. But then they're out again at like, I don't know, 10:30 or something like that. So we immediately did the 5K to start.
Not realizing that there was only X amount of time with
the
characters.
See the characters. And then when we were done, we're like, all right, we got to go see Jack Sparrow because this is the last time he's going to be out. And then I was looking at the other ones and I was like, oh, this is the last time everybody's going to be out. So if you want to see the characters, it's almost better get off the ship,
see
half of them. Because again, it's hard to kind of see all of them at one time. Get half of them the first time, half of them the second time within a couple hours, and then go do the 5K, go do whatever else you want
to
do.
Did you happen to see where like Chip, because you know the social media post,
yeah, Donald was there, Chip and Dale
yeah,
were
so
there.
We
they
never
were in
saw,
different places.
Yeah, we never saw Chip and Dale or Donald.
And we didn't have time to go see them either.
Was Daisy one of the people that were on the island or not?
I think Daisy was there. I think all of them were there. Yeah,
because so we were able to, did I end up getting my picture taken with Minnie? But like, I know I took pictures of Minnie. I think I did end up getting a picture taken with
I think
Minnie.
So we got Pluto, because there was no line for Pluto, and then you went over and just kind of stood at the side and Minnie like posed for you in between people.
Yeah,
you weren't with her, but you just kind of got a photo of her. And then we went and because we were waiting for Goofy, and then Goofy came out and we got our picture with Goofy. So Pluto and Goofy were the only two we actually got photos with. And then you got photos, I think, of Mickey
and then
and Minnie.
Well, Mickey,
you were there for like,
I got
the
there for the switch.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was cute
because they were like right next to each other. Like they're not far away. I mean, you could see both. But yeah, I don't know where Donald was. I don't know where Chip and Dale were. So that's the thing. And again, it's not like we had time because we were at the second set of characters. So like, if we were at the first one, we could have then gone somewhere else to find the other people.
Right. But I mean, Minnie, and I think Goofy had the two best outfits by far. Minnie has like really cute sunglasses and a really pretty dress, and then Goofy just has this like really brightly colored outfit where he has stripes, but his stripes are like little sharks and like little things are in his stripes, and then an orange bucket hat. Like he is so on point on the island, and again, like that character experience was really fun for us. He was like really hamming it up.
Well, him and Pluto were both great because we had our 5K medals, and they both referenced us running. Like Pluto, he asked you to put his medal on his nose, like your medal on his nose.
Yeah, that was really cute.
And he did that, and Goofy was like all excited, and then they both were like, let's do running poses and stuff.
Yeah, so they definitely are coached about that, and it was really funny because every person, like a bunch of the photos that we took, especially on that island, everyone wanted to get photos of us with our thumbs up.
Yeah.
We were cracking up, and we're like, they must be told that like Americans really love the thumbs up, because I don't know, it's just a weird photo, but it made for a good joke. But yeah, like there was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed getting to see the characters, and again, their outfits are just so cute.
Yeah, they were awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish we would have known and gotten to see more of them sooner, that we could have gotten pictures with more of them. But it worked out, I think, with who we got. One additional kind of fact about the island, because this is something I think you and I were talking about.
One additional fact.
That you and I were talking about was, does anybody live here?
Do
the workers come in? Like, how does this work? So about 140 permanent residents the island that help run it. So there are people that live there permanently.
Okay.
And I'm sure they live in some of that like undeveloped, area.
Yeah.
But so there's about 140 people there. And then other people come in, because we saw people coming in on like boats in the morning. So
I wonder what kind of spiders live on this sidetrack, but what kind of spiders live on that island?
I don't know.
Yeah, like
how do spiders even get there? Can spiders swim?
They swim. They have eight legs. They're really good at. They're actually excellent swimmers.
I mean, I didn't see any other land anywhere nearby, but yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what kind of spiders live there. But yeah, but about 140 people are permanent residents.
We saw lizards. Like, I mean, lizards were there.
That's true. Yeah.
So
lizards are everywhere.
Yeah. Well, except for like where we live. There's like no lizards where we live.
Which is great.
No, it's not. I love them. They're so cute.
But kind of getting back to the island. So I mentioned there's two beaches. There's a family beach, which is basically where we spent most of our time. And then there's another one. It's called Serenity Bay. That's adults only. So it's for 18 plus. That one's just quieter because like kids can't be there. Like I said, though, in the cabana area, it's at like the far end of the family beach. So it's very quiet there too, like which I imagine is pretty much like if you're at the Serenity Beach. There's cabanas at the adult side beach as well, but the cabana we were in was on the family side there. Some other stuff you can do, they have a Castaway Ray's Stingray Adventure, where you can feed stingrays, touch them. You actually get to snorkel in with them as well. It's about an hour experience. That is $48 for kids, $59 for adults. We mentioned the bikes. We mentioned the snorkeling. They also have parasailing, kayaks. They have paddle boards. You can rent boats as well. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do. I think a lot of those rentals, like it's not for the whole day necessarily either. Like it's limited to an hour or two. But again, I don't know that I'd want to go and then spend my whole day on a boat. You know what I mean? Like there's enough to do that. Like, yeah. I think you would want to do some other things. So I'm always curious,
like, so I'm curious of sort of what's in that water because it's in a bay and they built a wave breaker. So the water is really calm there. There are some fish, but
we saw a barracuda.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was a barracuda. I spotted it. You're like, there's a big fish. And then I was like, where did it go?
A barracuda. And then you're like, no, it's not.
Yeah. And then you pointed me in the direction of like an idiot. I like followed it and I didn't see it. So I turned around and it was like right in front of, I mean, not right in front of my face, but it was like 5 feet away, just like chilling. And I was like, immediately like started to panic and I'm like, I don't think barracudas really attack.
Oh yeah, it swam right past me. I was like, wow. I mean there's a lot of like littler fish, but when I saw that I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, and I saw one on our honeymoon when we did it at Nassau, so it's not like surprising, but I would be interested in seeing sort of what else is in that water. So that would be kind of a reason why I would do one of those, you know, little boating excursions.
Yeah, because you can go out a little
you can
bit
go
further.
Out a little further, yeah. And beyond, just to see, you know, like Moana. I want to see what's out there.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going out like open ocean, but
no.
Yeah, you can go out a little bit further.
I wonder on
those
boats if like you're allowed to go in the water too. Like, are you allowed to jump off and swim around?
Oh, I'm sure.
How
are they going to stop you? So I mean, there's certain ones, again, like you can do kayaks or paddle boards. They have like some like bigger boats where you have to have prior experience, you know, sailing or whatever too, you know, so it's not like if you've never done it before, they're just going to like let you go out there,
yeah,
you know, on your own. But I think it's nice. I mean, I think they have, there's like a play area too, with like, there's like some water slides and stuff in the water for kids. Like it does seem like, I know to your point, maybe doesn't feel Disney enough. Like there could be more like characters or like little nods to Disney, but it does feel like that there's a good variety of stuff to do. So it's a very nice beach. You know, I mean, just
yeah,
in general.
Nice beach.
So if you have really young kids who just like to play in the sand and the water, it's clear water. It's a nice beach, you know, all the way up to adults that if you like sailing, if you like kayaking, like you can do that as well. If you just want to bike around the island and go on a hike, you can do that. So it does have a nice variety of stuff to do, which I think is good.
By the way, it just hit me. It's called like Ray's Stingray.
Castaway Ray's.
Yeah. Okay. Ray is the name of the stingray from Finding Nemo.
There you go.
So
he's Castaway Ray.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, the other thing that was really cute that I want to mention is when you come, very shortly after you come off of the ship, there is a little sign and it says like Captain Bob Iger. So they changed.
Like Shrimp Boat or something?
Yeah, like Shrimp Boat, yeah. Captain Bob Iger. I thought that was a really cool little thing. And we were kind of speculating, like, so every time Disney gets a new CEO, it probably said, like, Bob Chapek a while back.
Yeah, I don't know. Or if that's just something they named after him and they...
And they just left
they
it that
kept
way.
There.
Yeah, I just thought it was a cool little thing. So if you happen to go to Castaway Key and you'll look over, you see that sign, it's really a cute little sign.
Yeah, and the food there they have, it's like a barbecue lunch. It's at... cookies and then there's
cookies
and then cookies too
yeah
so like that's the food there. I mean, I thought it was good. It was not as good as the buffet on the ship.
I got a veggie burger. It was pretty nice. It was pretty good. They had a lot of fruit. Like I had, you know, they had mango, they had pineapple,
they
had
and again,
watermelon,
and it's barbecue, but they also have like hamburgers, hot dogs. Like that sort of stuff too.
So it's like cookout food.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cookout.
Yeah, so it was good, and they had Powerade on the island, and all and ice cream, and their ice cream was,
they had like a banana ice cream.
They had banana. So I made a point of pretty much every time walking past that I got a different flavor. So the first time I walked out, I was like, I'm getting banana ice cream. It was pretty good. And then on the way back there, I got strawberry ice cream, not realizing I could have just gotten a twist. Banana strawberry twist. Ooh, that would have been good. So good.
Been good.
And then they also had just like regular like chocolate and vanilla.
Yeah, your normal flavors. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what's interesting, because like where the food was, where the ice cream was, and I was going to kind of go this way, so I'm glad you brought that up. It's kind of like a little village. Like they had some other little stores. That's where you got your shirt from.
Yep.
You know, they had like a merch shop and everything there. But I don't really feel like we explored that. And I think that's why, like, looking back on it, and I talked last week about, I would go back on another Disney cruise, definitely in a different place to see the other ships. But I would go back to the Bahamas because I find myself wanting to go to Castaway Cay again, because I feel like we did some stuff, but I feel like we didn't necessarily know.
Well, I would like to see the adult beach.
Yeah, Serenity Bay. But I feel like we didn't know enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we weren't prepared of, like, we should have gotten the bikes and just kind of gone exploring or gone hiking or gone into some of those shops and stores just to see kind of like what they had. Like, we definitely
spent. They had a cute lounge fly that I ended up getting that was like a royal blue, and it had like Mickey. It's one of the larger lounge flies, which I've been wanting. But I could never find one with like a pattern on it that I liked, but it has like little Mickey and Minnie heads on it. So I thought that would be a good park bag.
But what I was saying is that we spent a lot of time on the beach. Yeah. We did the snorkeling. We did the 5K. Like, we did certain things. And again, I mean, that took up most of our time. It was really nice. The weather was nice. The sun was out. It was nice to kind of like lay out and just enjoy and relax a little bit. But I do feel like there's a whole other half that we didn't get to see. And so I would want to go back to see it. I almost feel like they need to do this, and I feel like I've heard people where they've talked about where they do like a double trip to Castaway Cay, but it almost feels like you need to just stay docked there one night.
Yeah, that's what I because was gonna say. That having would be to a come criticism.
Back yeah, having to come back by 4:30, 5 o'clock, it just doesn't feel like there's enough time. Like, why not just stay there? And maybe we talked about this a little bit when we were there, and maybe they don't have like lights, enough lighting for like safety, but stay docked there and say, hey, you got to come back on the boat by 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like there's something you could do. And then you're there the next day too. You know, and then you have, and maybe that's a shorter day because you have to travel back. But I just feel like you need more time there.
Well, this is what, and I think we also were saying that I feel like a lot of people go to Nassau. I feel like Nassau is a very popular like place to dock, but Nassau itself, like the dock of not like where you dock in Nassau isn't necessarily the nicest. So we were kind of saying that, yeah, I would rather go to Castaway Cay and spend a couple days there. And then Disney also has acquired another island away, right?
And it's not an island. So yeah, Lighthouse Point, it is, they don't have the whole island. It's just a section. It's like a beach on an island. So it's not like Castaway Cay where it's like a small island that they own the whole thing. It is a beach on it, and it's similar. So it seems like that's what they're doing. Like the itineraries, a lot of them going forward once that opens up are going to do Castaway Cay and Lighthouse Point.
I would be interested.
Like they're doing both of them.
In cruising with them again and doing that cruise again. I don't know if that's going to be the Treasure doing that, because it seems like they put their new ship in the Bahamas. So,
well, the Wish is staying there and the Treasure's there. And I feel like it's like the Dream or something too, because basically what they're going to start doing is they have Western Caribbean, which goes to like Mexico and like leaves out of Fort Lauderdale. And then they have like the one in the Bahamas, like what we did. But yeah, it seems like a lot of them, there's going to be a lot of itineraries where you're going to go to both of their kind of private islands, places.
Like, I'd be interested in doing like maybe a 5 or 6 day cruise and doing, I mean, I don't know if that's what their itinerary is, but like doing those islands exclusively. Cause I think that would be, I don't know, I think that would be fun. And yeah,
I think they have some, they're either like 5 or 7 days. And again, I think like you still go to Nassau or you go to like Cozumel or something, and then you're doing Castaway Cay, Lighthouse Point, and then kind of coming back. So you are going to some other places, but yeah, I think more time at those, I think is beneficial. That's the part I thought was kind of one of the highlights, And so I would have liked to have more time there. I definitely would go back again for that. So
yeah. Yeah. Overall, I mean, I still think I may go to a place, spend several days there, and then maybe go to another place kind of person. I don't know that I'm a cruise person.
Yeah, it's not something I have to do every year. You know, I've heard people talk about, like, are you a Disney cruise or a Disney parks person? I'm definitely parks. A parks person. Yeah. Yeah, especially when it comes to Walt Disney World. Like, if you gave me the choice, I'd rather go to Walt Disney World. But I think
I would go to any of the parks.
Yeah, but I think a cruise is something I would definitely do again, but it's not like an every year thing. It's maybe like every few years, you know, going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things we didn't get a chance to do. Like, they have an open house. I think it was on the Castaway Key Island day where you can go and explore like the kids' clubs.
Yeah, they have those. I think they have them like almost every morning or night. Like, they have them at certain times you can
go. Yeah, and I would love to have seen that, because that's a part of the ship that, you know, we weren't able to explore. And it, like, from what you could, they're kind of hidden away, but there are some pieces of it that you could see. Like, there was like a slide at one spot that goes down into the kids' club, and I saw it on the last day. I'm like, what's that? And you're like, that goes to the kids' club. So I'm like,
yeah, there's a slide. Yeah.
I'm really curious about what that looks like, but kind of like what we said last, you know, on the last episode about, like, it was easy to get lost in the ship. So I kind of felt like also I was discovering new parts of the ship that I hadn't even seen, like, even on the last day. Mm-hmm. Because you're busy trying to find, again, like, where are the characters at? Where are the different trivia that maybe I want to, like, participate at? Where is my dinner going to be at? So you're busy with that. Or, like, I want to go to the hyperspace lounge and go hang out there. So those kinds of things were, like, what I spent my time on, and I didn't get a chance to, you know, like, explore some of those other things.
Yeah, it's hard in 3 days to see it all. Yeah, everything.
And I mean, you're not going to. It's just like what we say about the parks, where it's just like you can't
see it all.
You have to make a, you know, you have to be happy with what you're able to do and kind of plan.
And I
out.
Was happy with what we were able to do. I mean, I think we had a plan of, like, these are the things we want to do, and those are the things we did. You know, so I do think it worked out. But you're right. You have to go into it knowing there's no way you're going to do everything.
Right.
You have to know what are your must-dos, and then what are your kind of
like to
hey, do's. If I have time, this would be great, but make sure you do your must-dos.
Yeah.
And then you'll be good. So
yeah, the shows are definitely don't skip those.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
100%. So, all right, that wraps up the show for this week. Want to thank everybody again for listening. Please leave us a rating or a review, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. It really helps, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks for lending us your ears.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you here next Monday.
Bye-bye.